kind of feedback are you getting from the public on the meeting tonight?
In general, very positive feedback. The community really feels like this is a necessary project that we're talking about here. A few concerns regarding what's going to happen at the ends and access, but in general, everyone's very much for the project.
I noticed on the plan, the only road that really has a major effect is Jerns Drive, getting a cul-de-sac and cutting off that traffic, primarily because you run out of real estate if you keep it and you need the safety factor. Has that been a big issue to anybody?
Jerns Drive hasn't been a big issue to date, although some concerns were raised tonight. That'll be part of our study going forward to make sure that we get other alternative accesses working properly so that that impact isn't as great as it could be if we didn't.
Would this project also include traffic lights at where Patch Street Industrial Drive comes out?
An intersection control evaluation will be completed as part of the next phase of the project to determine what's the best method of controlling the traffic at that intersection. It could be lights, a roundabout. Yes, we'll be looking at that.
You've got two possibilities to go under, two possibilities to go over. People coming in to talk to you tonight, is it mostly favoring the lower cost over the railroad option?
Yes, mostly the price tag has a lot to do with that.
As far as the design itself, do they prefer the one with the slopes, or are they talking about the one with the retaining walls?
Not a big tendency towards one or the other. It looks like the slopes are more favorable, again, just because of the price.
What's next for this project?
Next, we will get a preferred alternative from the city, hopefully within a month or so, and then we will complete our environmental report, submit that for approval, and then once that's approved, we'll move into some final design.
How long do you think it'll take to get this thing to the point of dirt being moved?
About 3 years.